From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, members of a special parliamentary committee investigating the June 3rd local election ballot paper shortages confirmed that ballot boxes were poorly matched. Samsung, SK Hynix, and other businesses pledge a massive investment package for the central Chungcheong region in semiconductors, displays, and more. And the death toll from the powerful back-to-back quakes in Venezuela on June 24th surpasses 2,000 a week after the disaster. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Members of a special parliamentary committee looking into the ballot paper shortages during the June 3rd local elections have confirmed that ballot boxes were poorly managed, among other issues. The members of the committee made the disclosure on Thursday after a 15-minute on-site investigation at a facility in Seoul's Jamsil area used as a ballot counting center during the elections. They confirmed the status of the ballot boxes and cordoned off the area to preserve the evidence. Democratic Party lawmaker Kim Yong-man said that storing ballot papers in a room without the closed-circuit TV cameras was unacceptable and argued that the ballot boxes should be moved to a secure location. Committee members criticized the National Election Commission, and some even called for a special counsel investigation and a review of a possible recount through a parliamentary resolution. Samsung, SK Hynix, biopharmaceutical company Celltrion, and other businesses have pledged an investment package for the central Chungcheong region worth 392 trillion won, or around $252 billion, in semiconductors, displays, secondary batteries, parts, and biotech. The pledges were announced during the government's public briefing in Ansan, South Chungcheong Province, Thursday, on an envisioned plan for the development of next-generation cutting-edge industries in the central region. Samsung plans to inject 140 trillion won into OLED and next-generation displays, high-bandwidth memory fab and packaging, high-performance package substrates for artificial intelligence servers, and cutting-edge battery production mother factories. SK Hynix has promised to invest 100 trillion won for NAND and cutting-edge packaging fabs, while Celltrion is expected to spend 2 trillion won to build biopharmaceutical manufacturing facilities. Meanwhile, President Lee Jae-myung said the central Chungcheong region holds immeasurable growth potential and can become a global hub of innovation in the era of artificial intelligence with strategic corporate investment and a firm commitment from the government. The death toll from the powerful back-to-back quakes in Venezuela on June 24th has surpassed 2,000 a week since the disaster. According to AFP and other foreign media outlets, Venezuelan National Assembly President Jorge Rodriguez said Wednesday that the official death toll had risen to 2,295 and 11,267 people were injured. With tens of thousands of people still unaccounted for, Venezuela's interim president Delcy Rodriguez said the country's soul is torn apart by the human losses and declared 7 days of mourning starting at 6 p.m. Wednesday local time. The International Rescue Committee said there are shortages of everything from food and water to electricity, medicine, and basic supplies, and urged the international community to increase humanitarian funding and support. The United Nations World Food Program has appealed for $50 million U.S. to provide emergency food assistance to up to 500,000 people over the next 3 months.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
A new U.S. House Judiciary Committee report claims the South Korean government has engaged in economic discrimination against innovative American companies, including the e-commerce giant Coupang. The South Korean Ministry of Foreign Affairs has denied the accusations and called the report's publication regrettable. Rosine Bach has more.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee said in a report released Wednesday, it uncovered evidence that the South Korean government has engaged in discriminatory acts against American businesses for years. Some of the harmful practices mentioned include coercive investigation tactics, overly burdensome regulatory requirements, and massive fines and penalties intended to punish American firms and make it harder for them to effectively compete against South Korean companies. It highlighted the recent treatment of Coupang, the U.S.-based e-commerce giant known as the Amazon of South Korea, as a prime example. The report said Coupang has been a consistent target and that hostility toward the company escalated in 2025 after a, quote, limited amount of customer data was stolen by a disgruntled former employee. According to the South Korean government, the breach affected over 37.5 million people. The U.S. committee argued that Seoul waged a campaign against Coupang that included dozens of investigations, thousands of document requests, excessive fines, and threats of criminal charges. Based on statements from Coupang officials, it also said the South Korean National Intelligence Service intervened in the company's internal investigation into the data leak, a claim the spy agency has denied. The report said South Korea's actions against Coupang violate the trade agreement renegotiated with the U.S. last year in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's global tariffs. While some U.S. lawmakers have taken to social media to criticize the South Korean government, pundits say Seoul has mishandled the Coupang situation for more than half a year, causing it to escalate into a trade issue with the U.S. Meanwhile, South Korean Foreign Ministry spokesperson Park Il responded at a briefing Thursday, saying it's regrettable that the report reflects only Coupang's assertions. Park said the government has been communicating closely with the U.S. and that the Coupang investigation is proceeding lawfully. He added that the government is upholding its commitments under the Korea-U.S. joint fact sheet to treat American digital companies in a non-discriminatory manner and will continue to communicate with the U.S. on the issue. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Consumer prices surged by the biggest margin in 2.5 years in June amid soaring global oil prices stemming from the Iran war. The Ministry of Data and Statistics announced Thursday that the Consumer Price Index increased 3.2% from the previous year, the highest jump since December 2023. It's also the second straight month in which the index has posted an on-year increase above 3%. Petroleum led the gains at 24.7%, the largest increase since July 2022, when the index rose 35.2% after Russia invaded Ukraine. The index for daily necessities went up 3.4%, the biggest increase since April 2024. A civic group has filed a complaint against Korea Football Association President Jung Mong-gyu and former head coach of the men's national football team Hong Myung-bo, after South Korea failed to advance to the round of 32 at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. In a press conference held in Seoul on Thursday, the People's Welfare Countermeasure Committee said it filed a complaint against Chung, Hong, and Lee Im-seng, who had served as a technical executive at KFA with the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency. The group accused the three men of committing coercion, intimidation, obstruction of business, and breach of trust. The group claimed that in 2024, Chung and Yi had appointed Hong to take on the helm at the national team after neglecting regulations and despite opposition within the KFA. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index plunged 655.32 points, or 7.89% on Thursday, to close at 7,648.09. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 62.63 points, or 6.74%, to close at 866.72. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.
KBS World Radio.